Let me get into this story before we go.
Please, it's just, dude.
Because I think there's some gold here for you.
This is your fucking holiday.
Speaking of foreigners acting unruly.
Perfect.
Classic fucking foreigner here.
So what happened?
We got a little... Christmas Eve stunk.
Yeah.
But then Christmas, we got a little fucking hammered and played Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And my Egyptian brother-in-law went full fucking Arab fucking slumlord, dude.
Who's playing? Who's all in this game?
My girlfriend, who's drunk.
Okay.
My sister, who's drunk. I'm drunk. I guess we're all drunk. My sister, my girlfriend. Yeah, we're all fucked up. Girlfriend, sister, brother-in-law, me.
It's four good. People. Yeah, it's good. That's a good Monopoly. Yeah.
I haven't played Monopoly since I was a kid.
Were you the hat?
I was the...
Wheelbarrow?
Dog. No, I was a battleship, dude.
Sick. All right. So
yeah, battleship.
I thought I could guess your Monopoly piece.
No. You thought I would be a hat?
The hats are fucking good. Wait, go ahead.
They have new Monopoly pieces.
Really?
They have the classics, but they also have a T-Rex.
A Saddam Hussein statue?
A Saddam Hussein, yeah. but no, Mina, the Arab brother-in-law.
Yeah?
Just dominated. Start to finish, full fucking Arab landlord.
Was he? What did he get? Did he get a bunch of good like
properties?
He got
a couple monopolies in this one corner.
Which corner?
That, like, no matter what, you were hitting it.
Which corner? If the board's in force, is it like towards the boardwalk side of thing? Like red, yellow?
No, opposite of boardwalk. So his was like orange.
Right past jail.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's a tough... No. The next curve. Red.
Oh, man, that's a tough... It goes like red, yellow, then blue. That's a tough fucking...
And it's the curve that after you go to jail every time, you got to go through that curve again.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay, got you.
And he bought everything on there, so like if you landed on it, just banked
that whole side of the board, you're fucked.
But he was... Dude, I don't want to be too critical of him, because I do love him.
Yeah.
But man, losing to a fucking dork dude, I was super competitive, and he was such an arrogant dork.
What properties you have? What'd you have?
I didn't have shit, dude. I got the railroads. I controlled the railroads. I thought that was a great scheme.
Nope, that's the biggest trap, man. You get someone with the railroads, and you use that to barter, and you take their property.
Yeah.
That's a classic move in there.
I didn't know how to play. I do know how to cheat.
So he erected motels. He erected motels instantly.
Yeah. He went full fucking...
So he instinctively chucks some motels up there.
His immigrant instincts took over, and he was building hotels and gas stations and was like, you pay now. You come here, you pay. And he was like, dude, I'm not fucking paying. He was like, you pay now.
He double charged your credit card every time.
He had a fan. He was just sitting there fucking, you pay me now for this. You land on my space, you pay here. It's like, I'm not fucking paying you.
So he definitely...
It just got heated. But the funniest thing was... So it was getting heated enough that I was swearing a lot.
Yeah.
And my mom was at the table also. And she was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
She goes, stop swearing. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was fucking going nuts.
Yeah.
But my dad was in the living room. And my dad had a lot of money on the game, on the Eagles game.
Oh.
And he lost.
Didn't cover.
The Eagles didn't hit the over.
Oh.
So they went under, it was like 46,
mm-hmm.
and it was clear from the start that it was like 7-7 at half, and it was just like, my dad was fucked up, he got hammered, and he was in a horrible mood. So at halftime, he just gets up and starts trying to play music on the Alexa. and
just to take off the stage.
Yeah, he was just trying to relax, and every song he would pick, I would just blast, I would blast DMX as loud as I could, because I control the Spotify from my phone. So I could be like, Alexa, play The Temptations. Just, see, this is the fucking shit I've been talking about. And he was like, turn that off. Turn it off, Shane. You fucking asshole. It's not on Christmas. It's Christmas. Turn it off.
No DMX on Christmas.
No DMX on Christmas. And then I found a DMX Christmas song. But he was genuinely, like, he was trying to fight me.
Oh,
he was like, my mom was getting in between it.
Yeah.
He was genuinely like, you fucking asshole.
Meanwhile,
turn that the fuck off.
Your brother-in-law's empire is just growing, dude.
Brother-in-law's empire is massive. My sister, he bankrupted my sister. She's
out. Oh, my God.
I mean, it was just like, it was chaos. And then my dad goes back inside to watch the game. And what's really funny, it was a 9-point spread,
mm-hmm.
9.5. And he had the Eagles. And they were up 3. As time expired, they scored a touchdown. Defense scored to make it 9 points. So at this point, it was 9.5, so it was 9 points, and it was like, oh, shit. And I was like, I think they have to kick the extra point. I think they're required to kick the extra point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure things got a little hazy, because then I think they don't. They like respectfully knelt or something.
Oh, are you serious?
I think. Hold on. I gotta. I forget.
Not to cover the spread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because don't you gotta win by if you tie, it goes to the bookie.
Tie? Well, you can't tie because it was a half. It was 9.5 points.
Gotcha.
But I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was 9.5, and they scored a touchdown as time expired, and then didn't kick the extra point
to make it 10. Dude, that sucks.
So he was like, yes, go.
And they didn't kick it.
The last play of the game, and then they were like, ah, fuck it. 9 points. And he was like, come on.
Oh.
He was so mad. But he just happened to be running into me, who I was just as angry.
Yeah.
I was sitting there losing to Mina in fucking Monopoly.
So you guys were like two cats. And you know, like, well, two cats mm-hmm. see a stray cat and they hold their anger inside.
It was full on fucking like.
You guys were charged, dude.
We got in a fight on Christmas. Me and my dad.
You were trying to keep Monopoly great again, dude. Your dad lost a bet.
My dad lost some money. I lost to a fucking Arab in a property game. My blood was just like.
You were out of work, dude.
I needed to control the property.
You were out of work.
Yeah.
You lost your job,
dude. I've never, like. He wasn't. My brother-in-law was such a dick about it. Like, it was just a nerd. It was a nerd. So he'd be like, you owe me $150, please. And it would just be like, dude, at least talk shit. Like, don't be like, it says here. Ooh, look at that. I have a hotel. You owe me $1,100. I don't think you have that, do you?
Oh, if he was talking shit, he'd be even more mad.
I wish he was talking shit.
That's true. You could start laughing and talk shit. Then there's an invitation to talk shit back. But he was just cold and calculated.
And it was in front
dude.
Of my mom. My mom was sitting at the table.
She laughing, clapping her hands, having a good time.
She was fucking having fun. Everyone was having fun watching me get angry. Losing at Monopoly like a bitch.
Dad came in, dude.
And my old man came in, wanted to hear some music. He wanted to hear the Remember the Titans soundtrack. And I was like, dude, is hot.
Was this after the betting loss?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to listen to after you take a hard one on a fucking, on a double.
No, after the loss. By the end of the game, my dad was fucking hammered. And then he just went to bed.
That's an interesting element to drink. Like, gambling and drinking must be, like, you wake up, and then you just remember the loss, and you're like, fuck. Yeah, that must, like, turbocharge a hangover.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks. I felt bad that
that's
lost.
A hangover cure, though. If you wake up to winning some money, you're probably, like, zippity-doo-dah.
I helped him place that bet, too.
Did you?
I was like, I think the Eagles are going to score a lot tonight, and they're going to cover.
With that second string.
Not a lot of points, and they didn't cover.
He came in to kick your fucking ass.
He was furious. And then all he heard me was like just drunk swearing in the kitchen, and he was like, you pussy, you fucking punk. Turn that rap off. Get that off. And I was fucking with him, so I was playing it as loud as I could. Yeah. It was an ugly Christmas.
That's so fucking funny. That's hilarious, dude. Funny. That is so fucking funny. Mm-hmm.